School News Roll Call for Redondo Beach Unified School District features an article from Dr. Stephen Keller, Superintendent, as follows. Welcome back. The 2019-20 school year began a little earlier compared to previous years. Here are two facility updates worth noting to all of you. Our two middle schools, Adams and Paris, have been working through the summer to finish up the final classroom cooling installations. By the time you read this, all of the middle school classrooms will have classrooms cooling. At RUHS, we have an additional 20 locations to the classroom cooling list. To be clear, we have accomplished phase 1 and 2 of the RBUSD classroom cooling list and are partway through phase 3, our final stage. As a reminder, these cooling systems have thermostats that manage power usage and are set to turn on at approximately 75 degrees. The second facility update is the re-asphalting of Burney, Tulita, Lincoln, Washington, and Jefferson Elementary Schools. Most school districts take asphalt for granted, not RBUSD. For those parents and guardians at these schools, you will notice the new asphalt. It's prettier, and more importantly, it's safer. We will asphalt other schools in the near future. I am happy to share 4 administrator changes. Mr. Drew Gamet, director, South Bay Adult School, previously principal at Madison. Dr. Heather Cash, Principal Madison, previously Principal at Savannah School District. Dr. Trang Nguyen, Assistant Principal, Paris Middle School, previously Assistant Principal at Green Dot Schools. Mr. Andrew Estrada, Assistant Principal, Washington, previously Assistant Principal at Washington and Alta Vista. Finally, whether it is the advanced placement exam data or the California Assessment of Student Performance and Progress data, Redondo Beach Unified School District students have performed more impressively than ever before. This data will be published in the weeks ahead. Numbers don't lie. Even if you are a skeptic like me, you will be reminded why you send your children to the finest school district in the South Bay and beyond. Here's to a great 2019-20 school year. That ends the article. We at School News Roll Call remind you to read this article in its entirety to see what's happening in your school district and your school campus.